Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
There's no easy Harper swings, way. Lines one down the left field line. That's a base hit.
There's no short
Stott around third. He's going to come home and score. Harper trying for second. The throw is not in time.
I am killing cows.
A double for Bryce Harper. No, the Phillies are on the board.
I got to go to work.
It's
Monday.
One to nothing.
Stepped all over Scott Fransky.
Man, listen.
That's our guest.
Totally.
Dude, I got an hour. I'm going to be drunk by 3:30.
I'm wondering if you might have started a little bit early.
I did.
Is that where you went at 11:30? Where'd you go when you walked out?
I ain't going nowhere. But I'm gonna be on one. Like the kids say, I'm gonna be on one. They're gonna have a great weekend. Thank you to all the ones that served.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate you so much because I'm gonna go pour one out. I ain't gonna pour nothing out. I'm gonna pour one. I'm gonna take one down for you. For you.
Well, you're relating to a lot of our audience, I'm sure, today, who's thinking the same thing. Hour and a half left, boom.
About an hour. Ooh.
Weekend time.
Well, this might be an hour and a half because I still got that little ride I got to take to get home.
And then it's all bets off for the weekend. All right, Memorial Day weekend, Douglas over here. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh stepped all
and
over
the
highlight.
And we got paid today.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, look at God. We got paid this
weekend?
Now,
are you getting brand new? Is that what you're doing
to us? I'm going to get brand new.
Okay.
I'm going to get a little brand new.
All right. Hugh got brand new and stepped all over the highlight. Scott Fransky was highlighting Bryce Harper down the left field line yesterday. Hugh, the Phillies are playing good baseball.
Yes, 32
and 18. And they just went on a four-game trip to Colorado and just slapped that team around for 4 days in their home park.
You know, I thought you were about to say something.
They slapped them around.
I just thought
the Rockies are slappies? Yeah.
No, just, you know.
How about that D, baby?
Kyle caught
it. Are you going to be okay?
No, we don't got an hour.
Okay.
We got an hour.
You going to make it an hour?
I did, but yeah,
no,
I got it.
No. Yeah, he's done. Especially after this, what we have planned in this last hour. I mean, Hugh is.
We're going to have to cut your mic at some point.
We had to count him going.
All right. Can we talk about the Phillies, Hugh?
Okay, are you
fully buying into what you're saying?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm excited about it, man. It's hard for us as baseball fans to sit here. And because we love this team so much and we see the flaws, sometimes you just have to. You had to pull out and just see what's going on.
What are you doing?
What you talking about? Well, what I mean, when I say pull out, I mean just pull, like, okay, pull back and see what's going on.
And slather Vaseline on me.
You guys are childish. I can't believe it.
You giggle through your own monologue.
No, because I'm silly. And okay. I'm a little giddy right now. I'm just excited. I'm excited. But no,
it's
you have to. Yeah.
I pulled out.
But looking at what the Phillies have been these last three seasons, man, and they're on pace to. And I understand because I've been saying it all season long that you have to finish stronger than you have.
Well, you didn't take the pledge. So.
I mean, I did, but you have been one of the constants in baseball for the last three seasons. That says something to me. But like I said, you got to finish it out. But they're in a good spot, man, and it's tough because. As Phillies fans, we see how the season ends for us most times, and it's disheartening. But they're still in a good spot. They're in a really good spot. They're a really good baseball team, and they didn't change a whole lot.
Well, they've put themselves in great position as we get to the Memorial Day weekend. 32 and 18 is an outstanding record. They're on pace for over 100 wins, which you go back to the way we felt, a lot of people felt after they got beat up by the Mets in New York, and no one was thinking this was where this was going. I mean, I was, even with an easier May schedule, I wouldn't have said 32-18. Well, credit to the Phillies because they have just crushed these bad teams. You go look through their schedule, and I know the Rockies are the one top of mind because that was just the series this week. But if you go look at it, they have gone 17-3 against the five worst teams they face between the Rockies and the Pirates and the Marlins and the Nats. Those teams, they have crushed them 17-3 against the five worst teams. Now, that's great, and I'm glad they're doing it. But like, do I have to be the one that says, like, well, they're 17-3 against the bad teams?
You don't have to be the
one.
Well,
I have to.
No, but that's
they're
that's,
15-15 against everybody else.
The only one I give you the Mets because that and the Braves for that matter, because the Braves are surging.
Yep.
But when you look at the rest of baseball as a whole, you only have, off the top of my head, like eight good teams.
But to be fair, like six of those are in the NL. So they're going to have, I mean, there's no, the playoffs in the NL, they're all good teams.
Yeah, but, and so you're going to have some of these Kameda Tans on your schedule. And you just have to do what the Phillies did. What do we go, going into this week, what do we say? You got to win how many games we had? Seven?
Well, yeah, yeah.
We said, but we said we would take 5-2 or something like
five
that.
5-2 bare minimum.
Yes. We said that they
six
went out and
one
got seven. Yeah, they went out and got seven. That's what it's all about. This is the thing that people have to understand. And I know that for some baseball fans, that they like to relish in the fact they say, oh, but they didn't play anybody.
Well, they
guess what? Mm-hmm. Those guys that you're playing, they pick up paychecks too.
Well, they shouldn't.
No, hold on. They have played people.
Well, not the last week.
Recently, yeah. But like, okay. I get they played the Rocks and the Pirates. They crushed them both. They two sweeps in a row.
I know.
Right?
It's great.
I also think the 15-15 is a little bit of spin, Dr. Douglas.
What do you mean?
Because, well, not you.
How
it's
dare?
Joe. No.
Wait a minute. I'm in my feelings. What do you mean?
It's guilt by association. No, like, because there was a massive downstretch earlier in the season, right?
Yeah.
Up until I think they played the Mets.
Yes.
Right? That was bad. But, and like, after that.
They've been good.
After that, they've been, I think, really good.
I mean, I agree.
It's not just Kameda Tans. It's the Guardians. It's the Cardinals, who had won 9 in a row before we played them. The Diamondbacks, decent. Like, the Cubs, they're beating some of the better teams in baseball.
Yeah, because to your point, when they went to Chicago to play the Cubs, we didn't know how that was going to go.
Right. I thought it was going to go poorly.
I don't even think
they were looking their best in that series, but they still managed to go to Wrigley.
And won two out of three. I know.
The Diamondbacks, who are, you know, they're not a tomato can. They're a middle-of-the-pack team, but they're not the Rockies. They're not the Pirates. We beat them. And we almost swept them. Like, that was sort of where you saw the offense really start to come to life. Sweeping the Rays. I mean, the Guardians are a pretty solid team. The Cardinals were hot. Like, this goes way beyond just the Pirates and the Rockies. The Phillies are red. They have to be one of the hottest, if not the hottest team in baseball
right now, regardless
of opponent.
I know, and I'm happy they're doing well. I'm just not jumping both feet in. I did this last year. They had a similar record. I mean, their record last year around this time was pretty, I think they were four games better, but it was still really good.
I see what this is. You're afraid to love again.
A little bit, yeah. I am, because I got fooled by an early season start with some tomato cans on there, and the reality was they were good, just like they're good now, but they weren't that great.
Let your guard down, Joe.
No, I'm not doing it.
They have the best record in baseball versus teams below 500.
They have to. I mean, they've done such a good job.
So right, yeah.
So it's probably going to be good enough to sustain them all year, which is great. But
everybody plays below 500 teams.
Yes, but we are really
also
doing a job.
I would like
teams.
To throw this in too, because we just beat the Rockies up.
Yes.
You know who else gets to beat the Rockies up?
The whole NL
Way
West.
More than us?
The West.
The entire West.
Oh, I'm glad we took advantage. I mean, we played them seven times. We beat them seven times. I mean, if the Phillies make the playoffs by a few games, we're going to be like, that was it. They did exactly what they needed to do against the Rockies, which is wonderful. I'm just not fully there yet. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard here on the Phillies. Can we hear from Topper as well? Rob Thompson spoke after the game yesterday about the sweep and where he's at right now. He's got to be feeling good about his team as they get set for a series tonight in Sacramento against the A's.
This club hasn't necessarily played that well here at Coors Field, given not just that you hit and you pitched. I mean, how pleased are you with a four-game sweep?
Yeah, really pleased. You know, like I said at the start of it, we haven't played very well here, but we played well. You know, the day we don't we don't necessarily score many runs. We really pitched well and played good defense. So, yeah, it was very satisfying.
Well, it should be satisfying. I mean, it's not easy. And I saw the stat yesterday. It's the first time in Philly's history they have swept a series over another opponent for a full season of at least 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, as much as we laugh at the Rockies, and they are all-time bad, like, the Phillies have never done this to anyone. They've never played
historic.
A team seven times and beat them all 7 times in a season. It is historic. It's great. And I'm glad they took advantage of it. I'm not ready to go fully in and buy in this fully. They're on pace for over 100 wins.
I don't know about that. They're a 100-win team, but that's okay.
I know.
They don't need to be a 100-win team.
No, they don't, but they need to probably be a 90-something win team.
Okay.
Yeah, and right.
I mean, they're on pace for 100, so if things settle down a little bit, we'll probably see them go back to 92 or, you know, something like that. That's totally okay.
It is totally okay. It's okay. I feel good. You guys are feeling great after beating up a tomato can.
Hold on.
Tomato can.
Third best player is also getting hot.
He is. We know about the hair and he's shaving his head. Any update on the John Clark situation?
No, he hasn't hit me back.
Still ducking you?
Yeah, he's still ducking.
So, what team in the NL are you buying?
Well, I mean, the Phillies are playing better than anybody right now. I mean, the Dodgers pitching has been a mess. Mm-hmm. The Mets have the whole Soto thing. He might hate being a Met. I'm not saying these teams are better than the Phillies right now. I'm just saying the Phillies have done it well. I'm just not fully there. Again, they have a bullpen that still has some issues. Even though they've been better, I don't trust most of those guys. They have a lineup that's been better and hitting, but not hitting for much power. Where do you come down to the Phillies? 215-592-9494 plus. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, speaking of Sunoco, Hugh, we do have this $100 gift card to give away between now and the end of the show today. Mm-hmm. And we are looking for some, you know, kind of weird jobs, odd jobs. It'd be funny if we would do. And most people are imagining you doing these, which I find funnier. I mean, I've been roped into some of these, but
we know we're probably more open to doing adventurous things.
Yeah, well, I mean, just the idea of Hugh snowboarding has got me just rolling over here.
Like, I think it's very appropriate to target Hugh when you bring something up and his mind goes to Wolfies.
Which are not prevalent around here.
Bro, listen.
People crab all the time without
on the other side of the country.
I have to, when I have conversations now, I always have to preface it with, "Hey, wait a minute, I'm here, so let me get this out before we talk about what you want to talk about." But it worked. That's how my mind works now. I'm always thinking about something else. I'm like, "Wait a minute, Wolfie."
Just thinking about the worst.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. I think this is what it is, because we're always talking about so many different things. I'm always in show mode.
Yeah.
Like, no matter where I am, I feel like I'm in show mode.
And that's how the wolf feel makes it onto the show.
Yes.
It's kept you alive.
Yes.
I mean, look, the river bailing out on us at
the
regatta.
It's just weird because it's always, I'm in show mode, and I'm always, like, I'm in the moment, but I'm always somewhere else, if that makes sense.
I do. Yeah, after working with you for 3 years. Do you feel better about leaving us high and dry last week? Because Scott kind of agreed with you. He thinks you did the right thing, leaving us at the river.
Well, this is the thing. Because we've gotten to the point where, you know, I am the elder statesman on this show. And you would think with age comes wisdom. So you would think that y'all would, you know, acknowledge that.
Yeah, but you're also the boy who cried wolf. I mean, like, so, if you had never gotten fear on the show before, maybe I would have said, "Oh, wow, Hugh must see something bad. I have to run too." You're afraid of wolf eels in the Pacific Ocean. We want to go crabbing.
But you shouldn't have been afraid of this, because I'm looking at they had the little pontoons or whatever in the water. And I remember specifically saying, "Hey, the water's rising." The cow was like, "Oh, you're afraid of everything. Just do the show, by golly."
God and I was forbid, like, "Fine. I want you to do your
and
job."
And I was like, "Okay, the water's rising." The cow was like, "Shut up, old man. Do your job."
You know what I think we found out?
I was not that cool.
I think we found out that I play the odds, Hugh plays his gut. Okay? His gut told him something bad was happening. And I was saying, "What are the odds the river's going to rush up here?"
But the absolute best is when I'm looking at Joe, and Joe's looking at me like, "What's wrong with you?" And as the water calmly rises behind you. What did you have to buy new this week, Joe? Tell everybody what you had to get new.
New backpack.
Oh. Why did you have to get a new backpack, Joe?
Well, the river ruined my backpack.
I did my best to save your backpack.
I know you did. Yeah. And I actually thought it'd be okay, and then a couple days went by,
this is the one that gets me, Kyle. And this is, since we're here now, this is why I got up.
Did your shoes get ruined?
No, they didn't. I don't know, because I haven't looked at them since that we had them. But this is the one that made me stand up. We had this big-ass electrical wire behind us, mm-hmm. right?
You're telling me.
I mean, like, it was huge, and you know it
was responsible for it.
No, that wasn't ours. You had ours. I'm talking about the one
that was connected to all of our equipment.
Yeah, that connected everything.
Yeah.
And that was right behind us. And when I saw the water rising and the dude was feebly trying to pick it up and moving slow, I'm looking at Joe, and I'm like, dog, do you see what's going on? And Joe looked at me with that Joe Giglio face, and I'm looking at him like, dog. And Buddy dropped the cord one time because he was trying to put it on a trash can. And I'm looking at Joe like, dog, you really just sitting there. And Buddy back here attempting to try to pick up this cord, and the water's steady rising.
Our street team guy was fired up, too.
Oh,
he came back hot.
And he kept saying, hey, what are you guys doing? He was like, what's going on? So, I mean... It's
most fired up I've ever seen a street team.
Yeah. Y'all need to learn how to read the room. Y'all don't know how to read the room.
If you weren't the boy who cried wolf, we would have believed you.
I think I read it perfectly.
You next time.
I bailed at the last possible moment so that we could do as much of the show as possible, and I still saved the equipment. I was fine. You bailed at the first sign of danger.
You know what? This reminds me. I remember when I was playing, and y'all remember Hurricane Katrina?
Well, of course.
And I remember... people saying, hey, we're just going to stay. It's just rain. Yeah, that's y'all. You know what I mean?
I think this was a little less severe.
But it's in the similar vein. Y'all hung around and almost made it bad for y'all.
Yeah, almost.
Sometimes you need to just leave, man.
Right. And sometimes the person with the gut feeling, you should listen to them. I like to play the percentages. The percentages are we were probably going to be fine. Of course, there was a chance I could have died. I mean, that's
we weren't
really fine. Dean in Warminster's up. Hey, Dean.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, Dean. What's up?
Nah, not too much. Two things. One, do you think that being just such a rugby-esque kind of play, do you think Jordan Mailata had anything to do with the inception of it?
Mailata, the inception, I don't know. I mean, I think it was more of a – Sirianni did it a little bit in Indianapolis because when they had Rivers as their quarterback, they would bring Brissett in for the quarterback sneak or whatever, and they would kind of be what the tush-push has become here. So I think it was a Sirianni thing, and then Stoutland took it over and kind of perfected it. But I don't know. I mean, there's a chance they kind of asked Mailata what he thought.
I don't know. It's just a thought, man. Yeah. I don't know what to say. As far as the Phillies go, yeah, I'm in, man. Why wouldn't you be?
Well, I mean, they've beaten up garbage teams. I mean, that's kind of
that's what they're supposed to do.
Right, but...
And they've fared well against decent teams. I mean, other than sweep by the Mets, I don't think they...
that all you got? Sound like you petered out a little bit. You all right over there?
I know, Hugh.
Yeah.
And, dude, I'm sorry. Guess what? I appreciate your tenure here. I had season tickets up until about 2005.
Then what happened? Though.
Well, you retired. He didn't want to watch anymore.
No, he lying.
Too old. You know how much of a day that is to go down there?
I don't believe that.
Then you fall T.O. naked, like Carmen said.
Oh, easy now.
Man, I can't believe we got a call here. Dean, who gave up his season tickets because you fought T.O. What? You're responsible for this, Hugh. Dean, what do you got for us? An odd job you think it'd be funny if we did?
Well, I'll tell you, man. I told Kyle. I was a roofer for like 35 years until I fell and got hurt.
Ooh.
I'd like to see. Yeah, I don't know if you guys want to do that. I don't think anybody.
Shout out to the roofers out there, man. That's not like. Are you talking about the old school roofers where they used to have to put the tar on the roof?
I was an old school roofer, man.
Shout out to the old school.
I used to melt asphalt, man.
Man,
I
listen.
Ocean full of that stuff.
Yeah. You way to catch yourself at the absolute last minute. Dean, hey, shout out to you, man. That is no joke.
Not easy work, Dean.
Yeah,
man.
And it's hot. And they're doing it in the summer. You got to do it in the summertime too, correct?
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, he's gone. It's hot.
So when I had my first house, my father-in-law and I built I helped. But I built like a porch on the front of our house. Mm-hmm. But you had to redo the roofing to make it match the porch part. So I was on the roof, and it was just a ranch. I'm not built for that. I was not comfortable up there. And it was only like, I don't know, 12 feet or whatever. It was not high. Have you Have you ever been on a roof or roofed?
Mm-mm. No, I did. I used to work in a steel mill. And back in the way back in the day, this was like probably, what, 90s, 89, 90s, something like that, when we used to have steel mm-hmm. mills. Joe, because it was at a temp service. So we were there. Joe, I hid in the bathroom because I was like, Joe, because I thought like, here's the thing. My dad used to be a steel. He used to be like where they used to make the molds and you pour it in and he used to flip the mold. My dad was a big dude, so he used to flip the molds and just like, you know what I mean? He used to pick up engine blocks and stuff like old school man strength. So I thought that was cool. So I tried to do what he did. Man, I went there like the first night I was in the steel mill. Man, I'm like, what the hell? Because you know, it's all that soot and the slush and stuff. Man, I hid in the bathroom and they had to come get me. And that was the first and last day I did that. I went and told my dad, say, Dad, gave him a hug and be like, hey, I appreciate everything you did.
I'm not built for this.
I'm going to school. I'm going back to school.
Well, I'm cool. I want to say that's a surprising story, but that's a great story. All right, before we did promise you a couple people in the NFL that just need to take a deep breath and relax. Can we start with Marjorie Harris, Josh Harris's wife? Here's what she said about the Washington Commanders now.
We have so much to look forward to. And look, the Commanders are America's team. And so what better place to have the NFL draft than in the mall?
America's team? What are we talking about? They get a new stadium and now they're America's team?
You have got to be smoking, so.
Yeah, that's enough of that. And then we also have Brock Bowers here, tight end for the Las Vegas Raiders, describing his new teammate, Ashton Jeanty.
Your first impressions of Ashton Jeanty?
He's a beast. He's a beast. He's out there. You know, he's quick. He's fast. He's rocked up. He's thick. So he's pretty good.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
It's
a bad sound bite. It's a bad day.
I mean, relax. Holy.
He didn't know what to say. So he, you know.
He said whatever it was the wrong thing.
Yeah, maybe one of those two things. Everyone would let that fly. Like when you put them together, it's
he's rocked up. He's thick.
Yeah. Or if he just says he's rocked up.
He could have said he's put together. Put together.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could have said that, but he took it. He took it way too far.
Way too far. All right, 215-59. Who's sounding more ridiculous? Marjorie Harris calling the Commanders America's team, or Brock Bowers calling Jeanty rocked up and thick?
Marjorie Harris.
That's more ridiculous?
Well, the rocked up and thick, but there's a lot that goes along with Marjorie Harris in the way what she said. But I would probably vote for her because she has no depth in this matter. You know.
Who sounded more ridiculous, Kyle? Marjorie?
Bowers. I think so too. I was stunned when I heard that audio.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
It's a lot on a Friday. It's a lot on a Friday.
Yep, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hear from you people coming up. Plus, if you think what you just heard is out of control, wait till you hear. Someone needs to regain control around here. What goes on at this radio station after dark? It is a wild scene. You're going to hear some stuff that happened on the air last night at WIP. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That's a good question. It is what's going on. What is going on around here? I don't know. We're going to get to it here in a couple minutes. What's going on this radio station at night? I turned on WIP last evening. Could not believe what I heard. We'll get to that. 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, this is your last chance to win the prize today. $100 gift card to Sunoco. Looking for an odd, weird job. I think it'd be funny if we did. We've gotten some great answers. I still keep chuckling at the idea of Hugh Douglas snowboarding, X Game style, but we, if you could beat that, or a couple of great ones, you'll win the prize, $100 gift card to Sunoco. All right, Phil's Hard Knocks. We talked about a lot today. Let's go to Brady in Reading, talking to Phil. Hey, Brady.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on?
Brady, what's up?
Doing well. Actually, right now, I work for the Philly Pretzel Factory, so I'm actually on a delivery currently.
Okay.
So that's what I'm up to.
Oh,
so.
You're the guy everyone wants to run
oh,
into.
Oh, yeah, they
yeah.
like you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I bring the good stuff, so.
Brady, what are you thinking here? You buying in? You fully buying into what the Phillies are doing right now?
I've been bought in on the Phillies. I don't know. Just after the past couple of years of the playoff experience of these guys and camaraderie. I mean, I have faith we'll, you know, like absolutely get in the playoffs and be in a position for a run. It's just a matter of, you know, the pieces coming together at the right time. So.
Well, and playing their best baseball in October, which, you know, 3 years ago in 2022, they did, right? They got on a great run, and it felt like they were doing that in 2023. And then last year, obviously, it went out pretty quick. I mean, that is ultimately the what we're all hoping for. But they are – the one thing, Brady, I'll say, even though I'm not fully bought in, I do like the at-bats they're having for most of the season. Like, you could tell that they really implemented something, and we could see the dividends now.
Yeah, a noticeable difference from last year. Like I think about like Castellano specifically, like with like chasing pitches previously, like you actually see him like taking pitches. I see guys like turning around the count too. I see like a lot more like plate discipline too, which just, I don't know, makes me feel better about things. You said earlier on the show about the idea, the concept of bringing Reese back was, mm-hmm. you know, like, which, honestly, that'd be amazing. I think that he's kind of a little too hot and doing a little too well this year that we'd kind of have to give, you know, I think a bit to get him. And the Brewers might also be trying to make a run themselves. But, yeah, no, I mean, I just feel like we have a good, you know, as good of a shot as anybody, truly. I mean, like the Dodgers obviously have chinks in their armor, you know, so.
Well, their starting pitching has gotten all hurt. I mean, they're on like 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th starters because all the injuries they've had. Now, they'll figure out a way to get to the playoffs. They always do. But you're right. No one's perfect. The Mets have fallen off. The Soto thing's not great for them right now. So it's a good spot for the Phillies to be in. Let's hope they keep winning here. Brady, what do you got for us? What is your odd job? You think it'd be funny if we did?
So I was thinking yoga instructor. I think that'd be, you know, kind of funny on a number of levels.
It would absolutely be funny.
That
on
class
a lot of...
would get nothing done. I tried to do yoga, man. Yoga is no joke, especially
you
when you're
yoga?
Not that flexible.
You did yoga?
I tried
Maybe
to do
a little
it.
Bit more of the Kundalini, like guided meditation stuff.
Well, you know and I've tried to do hot yoga. You know, as a matter of fact, over here, like they have like a senior center.
Okay.
And I saw
You're
the
not
guy,
that old.
But no, I saw a dude doing Tai Chi. I'll do that.
Oh, yeah. No, that stuff's awesome. I like guiding energy and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm about to do that.
I'll do that Tai Chi. I'll do some Tai Chi now.
All right, some Tai Chi. Brady, good one. So should I write down yoga or Tai Chi or both?
I would say both.
Now, he's saying instructor, though, not just take the class.
But I got to learn how to do it. I would love to learn how to do Tai Chi and learn how to, you know.
Well, you should do it
work
then.
Work on my chakras and my energy levels and stuff.
Is that the correct word? The chakras?
Well, I don't know. Okay. I just made that up. Okay. But I saw Buddy outside, older gentleman, and he was, you know, he was moving it. He was doing his motions. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
I feel like you fall asleep, though.
No, but it's more about centering your, it's about centering your chi. It's called the chi.
Your that chi. Is,
you stop acting like you know what you're talking about.
No, but no, I know. It's chi. Kung Fu Panda stuff.
No, okay.
Kung Fu Panda. He does his chi.
That is disrespectful.
No, it's not. When was the last time you saw the movie? We watched it recently.
I tried to watch it the other
day. That's
just cheap. Oh, speaking of the movie.
Poe.
I'm not lying. I want to see the Lilo and Stitch movie.
I think we're going tonight.
I've heard yesterday that is a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I think we're locked in to go tonight. So that's how I'm spending my Friday night. John Belaris is calling in. He wants to talk
Stop
about...
Stop playing.
No, I'm not playing.
See, John Belaris was the one that tried to save you last week, by the way.
Yeah.
John, how are you? Thank you for trying to save my life.
Yeah, Joe.
John.
Joe, you know what? You put Kyle at big risk.
Well, no, I mean, he's his own person.
No,
he could have got up.
I'm good.
No, no. Do you know the number one killer with weather is lightning?
Well, we were under a tent.
No. Now, if you have 60-mile-per-hour wind gust, that tent lifts up. Even if it gets buzzed by the metal frame holding it.
It was a big tent, though, John. Big tent.
Big tent. It doesn't matter. It can go right down into the electrical system. I'm telling you, I was worried for you guys.
So you were the one feeding Hugh the information? This is why he was all afraid?
Yeah. I said, you got
scared.
You
did.
Shelter.
No, listen.
You had water rising from the Schuylkill. You had lightning. You had wind gusts to 60. See, you had possible tornadic activity.
You sending him stuff about wolf fields, too?
But the show must go on, John. You know
no,
this.
Wait
the
a minute.
Show
See, look,
must
no.
go on.
Listen, I've been in hurricanes. I flew with the hurricane hunters. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I never do when I have my crew is put them in harm's way. If we're, if we're on the ground with a hurricane, and I have been with Andrew and all of them, I put my crew behind the walls, not out exposed.
See,
like, look at me,
see
look
now,
at me.
John, I got to show.
You would never bail on them. Like
I
got
to no. I have to show Joe the text now because I didn't say anything. But since we're here now, see, look at the text. What does it
Get
say?
Get away from electronics. Hugh, severe storm about to strike. Seek shelter. I'm serious. John, you're the reason he left. You got this guy frightened.
No, this is what he does.
Well, I did this because you guys were wrecking Hugh, saying he was a baby, but I put the fear of God in him.
He right? said.
Well, now I'll blame
said,
you.
Yeah, we. He can. Said, "Get away from electronics. I'm serious." And I said, "Oh, I believe you."
Well,
I was serious.
You know, now I believe you. And John, perhaps everyone could have been safer if you showed me your text message because I didn't believe him.
Mean?
You, I would have believed a little bit more.
Because I was like to be honest. That he was my ace of hold weather guy. Like when I be dropping that weather knowledge.
You didn't tell me I have
no,
an expert.
Cause that
you
was
were scared
my,
of your shadow.
That was my ace in the hole. I wasn't going, no. You can't tell everybody everything, but since he called, we here now.
You hid in the bathroom at the steel mill.
I'm the secret weather guy.
John, listen, man, we appreciate it.
We
appreciate you trying to save our life. John, we appreciate good phone call. And now I have some more context here to all this.
Man, listen, I kept telling you because he was like, he said, no, Hugh. You're right. The water is rising. And I was like, the water's rising.
So I hope I don't take this from anyone. We have a few people that want to chime in. But there is a job we haven't heard of before that I always thought would be thrilling to do. And I know there's no way in the world he would do it.
Oh, chasing a storm?
Chasing a storm.
Storm chasers?
Like a tornado chaser. Now, that's got to be a rush. Would you do it?
Only if I'm driving.
So you would be in the eye of a storm if you were driving.
Only if I'm driving. And we got to
be
driving.
Abandon his crew. No,
you know the tornado will take the truck, right?
Like, we better be driving something that can walk the dog, too. It got a little bit of weight to it, a little girth. We got to be having something a little heavy. Yeah, I'd do that. Long as, because you know, those weather cars, like, they get knocked around a little bit, but they're pretty sturdy. So, yeah, I would do that as long as I'm driving. As long as you allow me to drive, yeah, I'll go.
All right. Well, I think that would be awesome to do. That I'd be terrified, but it would be thrilling. All right, before we go any further, we did promise telling everyone what happened around here last night. Well, I think we've lost total control at WIP once the sun goes down. So I turned on TK last night and listened to Tom Kelly, and, well, just listen to what was going on during Tom's show last night.
Where we have our hub area is what we call it, big common area, big kitchen area, and we've got our water cooler out there. We got two coffee machines. And I look out during the break. And I see Buzz. Why do you not have shoes on? Like, what is this is a place of business. You're walking around with your smelly ass feet out. What are you doing? Where are your shoes?
Well, they're sitting right here, and I have them off because I'm the only one sitting in the studio right now, and I like to get comfortable at night.
You couldn't put your shoes on.
Oh, I could have, but there's no one out there. There's no one out there.
How do you know that?
Was there anyone out there?
Somebody's out there right now.
All right, well, I don't know. It's 8:30. Different rules after 6 o'clock.
No,
here.
This is a place of business, Buzz. It's disrespectful to your coworkers to walk around without shoes on. I mean, I can't believe I have to tell you this.
Listen, I got comfortable. I didn't feel like putting them back on. I ran out just to get some water, and I'm back in here.
Did you do this on purpose? Part of me thinks you did it on purpose.
It's good
so
for
you were
show
hoping
content.
This would happen. Because you love any, we all know, you love any opportunity to talk about yourself on the air. So is this.
And it worked. It was all a setup.
I agree with Tom. This is ridiculous that Buzz was not wearing shoes around here. I don't care if it's 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 at night, 2 a.m. Put your shoes on.
You know what I find funny is that I guess Buzz got wind that we were going to do this.
Yeah.
And he tried to come in here and defend himself.
He told us that a former WIP employee used to do this often.
He even
named names.
He dry snitched.
He dry snitched on someone. He's like, well, you know, this guy
did
too.
First of all, Buzz, if you're still listening, you nasty. Because that's nasty.
It is.
You don't take your shoes off at work. You take your shoes off at home.
I know some people who work in this building who might call the police on Buzz for that.
I mean, I consider it last
night. Germaphobes?
Yeah.
We work with a couple of germaphobes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Andrew, the sales guy.
Yeah.
He's a germaphobe.
How'd you find that out?
Because he probably didn't even realize it, but you know how when you're walking into the building and you grab the door,
yeah,
right?
Right.
He grabs the handle.
He didn't want to touch
height.
He doesn't want to touch that
he
door.
He grabs it high. So yeah, I was like, okay, so Andrew's a homophobe. I mean a germaphobe.
you need a timeout. Just glad you didn't include his last name because he's a germaphobe. Okay, let's make sure we get that totally clear. He's a germaphobe. Anyway, I'm a phobe of Buzz not wearing his shoes around here.
How much time I got left?
Well, for the day or employment? Which one?
I saved you.
Well, you didn't save me from you too.
No, well, yeah, I don't know.
Well, people, we'll get their opinion on all this coming up. Buzz, wear your shoes.
Here's the rule.
Here's the rule. If you come to work in shoes,
dude,
you stay in your shoes at work. This isn't art.
I am going so get caught into the office.
Yeah. Why don't you enjoy your 3-day weekend?
But I didn't mean
Tuesday.
It came out wrong.
This is the problem when we start naming names.
Well, the problem was you could have told the story without his name. You used his name.
I didn't use his whole name.
No, luckily, you're going to start getting emails.
Andrew is not. He fooled me. No
HR is going to come after you.
I will need the people on hold and YouTube heard this.
Okay. So, Buzz, wear your shoes. Don't do that again.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Also, we had this last night. It was a Friday morning, which means, do we have ourselves an explicit snack of the night? Let's hear it.
Oh my God. No, wait a minute. If you're going to get yourself a nice rotisserie chicken, right? There is nothing better. It's all down. I love getting a nice, and I have one in front of me here. When you go to, whether it's the super, it's usually a supermarket. You can make some at home, but it's almost not worth it because it's for the hassle and the price, you just buy one that's already made, right? At a supermarket or a bulk warehouse. When you get it home and it's red hot, you just say, you know, heat be damned, I'm just going to grab it barehanded. Oh, nothing beats it. The flavor. Like, I can't do the cold. Maybe it's a mental block. But. When you get it nice and warm. So if you want to fill your stomach, get a ton of protein, that's the way to go. So if you're able to get your hands on a larger.
Oh, I know what that is.
I might eat half of it in one sitting.
Well.
But then the other half, could might make myself a little nice little taco, nachos.
So I. Did I forget to bleep out?
Rotisserie chicken?
Yeah, we heard it. We heard it. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's you know right. what? We've you were due. You had a good week, and you were due.
We had some faux pas earlier, so, yeah. You know. Sorry,
so you were dumped. You should have been dumped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
It just.
Well, I got about 12 minutes before I get dumped, because otherwise all three of us in one segment are going to have a moment.
Well, we're going to have. It's going to be a time. Time's going to be had.
That was.
I have a question about John's snack of the night. Have we run out of snacks? We're eating full rotisserie
chicken.
Yeah,
full rotisserie chicken. I mean,
hey, dog, that's par for the course over these parts. Yeah, when he said chicken, I was like, oh, that's rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, but you're eating struggle meals. What is John doing?
Struggle meals. He's married. right? John's married,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and he's doing it in the middle of the night. No, no one. I mean, there's times to eat a rotisserie chicken. It's not the middle of the night.
It's hard to do a snack of the night, like, all the time. That's a tough one.
Well, that's why he's on to rotisserie chickens and peanut butter week three times in a year.
Peanut butter week. Guilty.
Guilty. All right. All right, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville, and then we'll get to you people. Ed,
do we have to get to you people today?
Well, we do, yeah. Ed, what's up?
Oh, I can't top that, you know, NC-17 content that you just played right there. But
nothing like a good old rotisserie Jesus. Chicken chewing on the air.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I'm feeling a lot. I'm fully in on the Phillies. Never was really out, but just most of the way in, and definitely full speed ahead now. I think my one concern is if they try to like tinker with this bullpen, it's like I'm just having nightmares. The whole Heath Hembree, Brandon Workman situation of trading for like two pieces that just kind of like blow up in their face. So I think they're in a good enough position now where they can like just kind of wait and see how everything goes. But just wanted to hear what you guys thought.
I agree. Look, it's just 1 week and it was the Rockies, but it's settled down enough that I'm not as worried. Like, go make a trade right now, especially because Romano Ed has pitched well for a few weeks now, where you can feel like you can trust him a little bit. I still don't love where Kirkering is, but it's all right. Right, it's not killing us right now, and Strom's been good for them. So yeah, I'm glad they don't have to rush into this and we can wait. And Ed, I'm okay with giving up something significant to get something we feel strongly about, rather than just trying to throw darts like the Hembree thing you were talking about. I don't know who the guy's going to be. It's Helsley, or I don't know if the A's would listen on Mason Miller, but I'd rather them trade something real and get a guy you're like, okay, he's legit, put him in.
And is there not a guy in our system who can come up and be additive, or is it are we kind of at the bottom of the barrel?
Well, so what's interesting is it doesn't feel like they have any real relievers that are close. They have guys that they could convert, right? I mean, they already converted Seth Johnson, and they're trying him in AAA as a reliever. And then some people brought up Mick Abel. Obviously, Jolly and I fought the other day about Andrew Painter. I mean, it feels like they have starters, Ranger, that they could convert, but I don't think they have, like, regular developed relievers at AAA that are ready. So they're either going to have to convert a starter or trade for somebody.
Yeah. So, I mean, but like I said, I think it's not like panic mode, DEFCON 2 kind of thing.
No, it's
so
not.
I think we're in a pretty decent spot.
Yeah. Well, they're 14 games up. So you feel good about that.
Yeah. So are you guys ready for the job of the century?
We got you.
Yes.
The three of you as a team, as Chippendales dancers.
Oh no. That's Ed. I mean, I understand the visual and the laughter out there right now, but that's a lot, Ed. Good
that's
phone call.
Lot. That's a whole lot.
Yeah, did you see this?
Did.
Yeah.
Devin Caney just sent us a picture of
Dev shooting
the camera barefoot.
Oh.
Standing up right in there.
I mean, okay. Joe's barefoot right where I'm sitting right now. That's gross.
That's tough.
This is HR violation. And I assume Buzz had socks on. I'm hoping Buzz had.
You know, DeCamera's legitimately barefoot.
Yep. How does Richie sit in that studio? What are we doing? All right, can we hear from you people, please?
Do we have some? You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Just for the sake of full accountability purposes.
Okay.
Some serious irony when we're talking about they need to get it together on the overnight. And then to have you do it.
I still think it's out of control tonight around here. It doesn't mean Hugh's not out of control.
But we're going to get removed from Andrew. The airwaves.
Sorry, Andrew. Sorry about that. It this is a Freudian slip.
You were so lucky the last name wasn't put out there. Yes. I mean, you are so lucky.
Our relationship probably has just changed.
I like don't even know how to comport myself to do this segment anymore. No, like, it's like everything is.
I already know I'm getting cooked, so yeah, just let me have
so,
it.
I think a lot of people are. Well, somebody said you had an historic week.
Well, I'm glad he was here. Whoever that person was, you've glad you're here all week.
You've taken over my heater, and you're going to carry it over into the weekend, buddy. Yep. All right, so I didn't quite understand this one. This was like before I even said a word, the very beginning of the show. Kyle doesn't know anything. I had not spoken yet.
The preemptive strike. I don't care what his take is today. That guy knows nothing. I like that.
Excuse me. This one, even crazier. WIP doesn't exist without Kyle. Not true.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
So, you have a fan. You have a fan.
That's good.
That's what that means.
That's good.
You have a fan.
It was a weird chat today. Have you ever heard this term for beating the teams you're supposed to, harvesting your nuts?
I have until now.
Okay. Yeah, that's the first.
So the Phillies harvested their nuts.
Yeah, apparently. Okay. It's the first time I've ever heard this.
Nut harvest.
It's about time for you to go.
Yeah. So we put up the poll today. Is it a good thing the Eagles are on Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
One of the comments, who cares?
Who cares?
There's
a television show with the Eagles on.
Why do people watch sports if you're just this miserable about everything? Who cares?
Who cares? You're going to watch. So am I. Who cares? We've totally lost you, by the way. He's gone.
No, I'm here. I'm still here.
He's gone.
Somebody wondered why we weren't spending any time on women's college softball today.
They playing?
I don't know.
I mean, sometimes it is on the studio when we're here.
Hugh and I vacillate
between Charmed, which is on one TV most
and
nights.
Then we watch ourselves sometimes.
Why are you not spending any time on it?
I don't know enough about it.
Yeah,
to be honest
with you. Like that's almost the same comparison to people who all have an opinion about the WNBA that really don't watch it, but all of a sudden now they have an opinion. So yeah, we don't want to do that.
Yep. Hugh, obviously just jealous of Kelsey's popularity here. Okay.
I am so jealous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yep. This one I don't have the context for, but I just like pulling these because they crack me up whenever I see them. What the hell is Hugh talking about?
You could use that for any moment, any time of the show. 10 o'clock, 11,
I mean,
12.
I'll own that one.
Germaphobes, other things.
It kind of gets off. It kind of goes off into its own thing.
I'm going to guess that was when, for no reason, you talked about the eels that live in Japan. What does that do to anything?
I love a good what the hell is you talking about. It's going to apply to a lot of things. All right. A few suggestions we got in the YouTube chat for jobs they'd like to see.
Oh, boy.
For us. Just one for you. Joe, a mannequin.
A mannequin.
Real life mannequin.
I could probably pull that off.
I could see that.
Yeah. Give me a nice outfit. I'll just stand there.
Crazy, but I think it actually fits.
Yeah, okay.
Hugh is a crash test dummy.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I kind of see
crash
it.
Crash test dummy, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Somebody said, imagine Hugh on Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, I'm not getting in the boat, man.
I wouldn't do that either. I mean, that's crazy out there.
Yeah, that's rough.
I just can't imagine Hugh being... Hugh panicking as the boats get rocked.
Of course we can't. No. He told us today at one of his jobs in his life, he hid in the bathroom and locked the door until they found him.
I hid, man. And no, they found me before my shift was up and made me go back to work.
And the last one here, Hugh, in any job that requires accountability.
Oh, that's a losing effort right there.
Somebody's on a heater with the accountability.
Well,
it's one of my favorite recurring jokes on YouTube.
Our heater is about to run out because the show the week is about to run out.
Get us out of here.
Yeah, that clock's ticking on Hugh. That HR email's coming in. Okay.
Damn, I was doing so well.
I know.
I was doing so well.
Yeah, you better dress up in a suit Monday, buddy.
In your defense, this would felt like an honest mistake.
It was an honest mistake.
It was a slip.
Because I know that he's not that, it was just, using words that you're not that familiar with on a regular basis. I gotta leave it alone. Shout out to everybody.
You're welcome to you people who get to hear that.
We're all inclusive. I just wanna say before we leave, we are all inclusive. We love everybody.
Get that one on the record before we get out of here.
Everybody.
Okay. We need to pick a winner. We have $100 gift card.
Oh, you already know who the winner is.
Yeah, it's Kyle with the horse inseminator. Yeah. Yes. Not this Kyle that called in earlier.
What an absurd show.
Totally absurd.
Outrageous.
Yeah, I think the listeners might need a day off from us on Monday. Everyone have a great Memorial Day. Thank you to everyone out there who served, and we appreciate everyone that is out there. Have a great Memorial Day weekend and enjoy it. Hopefully the weather warms up a little bit. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.